as 2012 winds down, we're gearing up for 2013. But what's in store for us? A man that we've loved catching up with throughout the year, futurist Morris Mizalowski, is with us this morning to make some predictions for us about the big trends we're going to see in the coming 12 months. Good morning, Morris.
Hello, Belinda. What a great song.
It's good, isn't it?
It is.
Poppy Christmas number for us this morning. Sort of lulls us into a false sense of fun and frivolity, and then the big bad new year is heading our way.
It's not going to be bad.
Or is it? Things on the improve, you think?
Look, things are on the improve, not because the situation's better, strangely enough. We're still going to have the issues out of Europe. We're still going to have, unfortunately, the unrest in the Middle East and other places, and nothing good to say about that. But what we are getting into is a period where these things are becoming, unfortunately, more normal for us, meaning that the angst that we tie around, that great psychological anchor that we place on them, is going to be lifted, and we will continue into next year knowing that these things are around and we've got to make the best of it or do the best we can.
You know, in recent weeks, in the last week in particular, social media has certainly played a big part in discussions of current events, and it's rather exploded, really, Facebook and Twitter. What do you see in the future for those particular outlets?
Now, obviously they're going to be around, so we're not going to lose them into next year and beyond, but I think that they're not going to be as prevalent as they have in the past, meaning that for the last couple of years have been new for most people, like shiny toys, and we've been having a lot of chatter talking about our everyday occurrences and that wonderful comment I hear all the time where we're having coffee. I'm seeing that as we become more mature with the technology, as it just becomes part of our ordinary life, we're having less of that mundane conversation and more of the important stuff that you've just talked about. So it's going to become an ordinary channel, and I think we're going to put less emphasis on putting our everyday lives into it.
There have been a lot of calls to somehow regulate social media this year. Is that a realistic prospect?
From my viewpoint, it's not. I mean, how do you put the cap back on the bottle once the genie's gone? It's like regulating phone calls, fax machines, and any other communication tool. I don't think that that's really the purpose of social media anyway. It is just a tool. It's the people using it that are doing things that are untoward with it. And I do think once we get into this maturity phase, once we become less besotted by it, I think some of this will calm down. But again, people will always do strange things, regardless of what the technology is.
I mean, telephotocopiers were once touted as a huge risk. Now we've got our little handheld phones with everything on them, and that is really going to be the way of the future, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You know, by this time next year, we will have totally become dependent on our mobile phones. We'll be up around almost 60% of Australians will have some kind of smartphone, and a smartphone is something that does more than just receive a phone call and an SMS. And we will have technology on it that literally guides us around. We're used to GPS now. But we're going to get a whole slew of apps and devices that will amalgamate all of our information. So all of our banking details, instead of being in one place, instead of being in many places, I should say, will be in one place. So your share portfolio, your banking, etc. Your medical records will start to come into one place. You'll be able to find people that are around you. So we're going to become more and more dependent on our mobile phone. I refer to it as a digital air tank. We're just going to be breathing and sucking that thing in more and more than we have, if that's even possible.
Oh, I hope not. I've got a few friends that just are absolutely married to their little handheld devices.
Well, it's going to be even more for them to do on that into next year. And we're also seeing, of course, all of the statistics telling us that we're buying more mobile devices than stationary ones. So the old PC is still around, but being sold less of, the tablets, the notebooks, and of course the mobile phones are just being sold astronomically.
So the mouse and the keyboard is really going to be so last century.
I do think so. I mean, I've said that for a while, but I think we are pushing into that. It's amazing how quickly we've adopted to the technology of just flicking on our screens, using our finger to move forward. We're going to see more and more of that. We saw Windows bring out their version of Windows 8 this year. Still takes about a year or so to get used to that. But a lot of the technology I'm seeing into next year, televisions, all kinds of things that we use in the home will now require you to swipe, so just move your hand in the air, that you'll be able to talk to them. you'll be able to shout at them. So all kinds of interactions, and the banks are even playing with face recognition, and we're seeing that overseas where you'll walk up to an ATM or into branch and it will automatically recognise your face like your fingerprint and allow you to do your banking and transactions.
Well, that could be handy because, I mean, if everything is going to be tied to your mobile phone, what happens when you lose it?
Yeah, and that's always a good point. What we're finding, again, statistically, is that people are losing their phone less often because they're so attached to it, so they realise that it's missing much far quicker than they used to. And the other thing that's happening in this technological space is, of course, that we're able to now really easily, even if we've lost our phone, as long as we can get to another PC, we can actually delete all the contents off it or even find where it's at. So the loss of them is still around, but we're actually able to cope with it far better. And the other thing, which is a trend for next year, is that many of us are now uploading our lives into what's called the cloud, which is a third-party server. So our information is being stored somewhere else. If the device is gone, we can always bring that down onto another device.
With the mobile web taking over the desktop web, what's that going to mean? Will that influence the type of content we get?
I think it will. We're drowning in content, and that's been the problem for the last while. We can get millions of answers to the most inane questions. What we're seeing now, and I think next year will be the beginning of a big push towards what I call wisdom warriors, are apps that are making sense out of all this useless or apparently useless information. We talked before about your mobile device, for instance, knowing lots of things about you. It knows where you've been, what your appointments are, where you've travelled from, what's in your wardrobe. You'll be able to, with your device, in really the next few months to the next year, be able to use that for niceness. So you'll be able to say, look, I need a pair of shoes to match this outfit, or I want some coffee. And your device will be able to go out for you and find that particular item that suits you best. So we're going to see what are called aggregator apps, which are simply apps that bring together lots and lots of bits and pieces of information into one screen that's absolutely sensible only for you.
So, one question in closing. 2013, is it the year when HAL finally arrives, or Skynet?
Look, it may well be. There's some interesting robots out there, so who knows if they're going to come into next year, but I think we're a little bit way off from those sorts of things becoming our everyday reality.
Maurice Mazalowski, business futurist, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
A pleasure as always.
And I look forward to catching up with you in 2013.
Look forward to it.
Thank you very much, Maurice. 29 minutes past 7 on ABC Northern Tasmania. Some predictions for the future and...